Hello, I'm Kate. We now come to letters to the editor, and the first one was written by myself, Kate Hart. So, dear editor, I was pleased to read in last month's bulletin The Stranger's Case from Sir Thomas More and attributed to Shakespeare in a Benson diary. As a friend says, Shakespeare remains eternally relevant. The warning is that when we are overly repressive towards the stranger at our gate, that is the time to be alert to possible retaliation. Given that this is, nominally at least, a Christian country, then the words of the gospel carry the same message. And as you wish that others would do to you, do also to them. And that's from Matthew 7:12. Many of us who live locally are fortunate enough to visit other countries on holiday, or perhaps we have worked there at times. I have visited many areas in all parts of the world where the value of my luggage far exceeds the total assets of individuals who live in poor countries with few possessions and no security. Yet I have consistently met people who are welcoming, kind and generous, despite their poverty. When circumstances drive them to seek sanctuary in this country, how sad that we, who can afford to be generous, cannot be more welcoming. There is a worry that some members of the migrant population present a risk to British residents. Of course, some do, such is human nature. But so do many members of the British population who have lived here for generations. There are many wives and parents who thought that they could trust well-spoken, well-off, respectable members of British society, only to find that some are exploitative, abusive and violent. We should be better and will be safer than to demonise others just because of their nationality or circumstances. And another letter comes from Jackie Spencer on a different note altogether. Dear editor, I have lived in the village for 62 years, in the same house where two of my children were born, making them true Bensonians. I wonder how many people remember Benson as it was back in 1964. The shops we had, as I recall, were a watch shop in Brook Street where I bought a wristwatch, and opposite that was a small shop that sold sweets, etc. Sadly, I don't recall the name of it. There was Turner's, Brighting's, which was opposite Mill Lane, now turned into a house, a newsagent's, post office, drugstore, as it was known, two butchers, a veg shop called German's. The co-op used to be called Slaughter's Stores. We had Nash Electricals, a barber's in Chapel Lane, a laundrette and a betting shop, now the pharmacy, and Fruin's motorcycle shop in Crown Lane. There were three garages. The Crown Garage and Benson Garage are still trading. We had a travel agent, Old Tom Sweetsop, later Barclays Bank, Chamberlain's Grocery, and an off-licence. There were six pubs, the Sun, the Three Horseshoes, the Farmer's Man, the Castle, the White Hart, and the Crown, and only two are still going. We even had a nightclub, known originally as the Chicken in the Basket, and then as Rivers Nightclub. Lenny Henry, before he became famous, did a stint there, and my son was lucky enough to get an autograph. We had two schools, an infant, sadly gone now, where I worked for 26 years, and a junior school, which is still there and caters for both. It would be interesting to see if anyone remembers all we used to have. I love a good reminisce about our village, where I am still proud to live. Kindest regards, Jackie Spencer.